Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Stavel. You're listening to the Dr. Stavel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I do not have a guest today, so be sure and give us a call if you have a question. If you have a question about a dental problem that you've been trying to get information on, if you have read something that you want to read about or you want to hear some more about it, or if there's a question of oral health as it relates to systemic health, and we can just sit around and talk about it, just give me a call. And the number, of course, is 599-5555, and be happy to visit with you on oral health and oral health systemic health connections. And so I have a podcast, of course. That's 7 years archived, staffeldds.podomatic.com, and you can look up some interesting programs. Had one on last week, in fact, from 09. It was Dr. Russell Jaffe, who's an MD. And he, I'm going to try to get him on for again. And he talked about osteoporosis, osteomalacia, and osteopenia. And it was so interesting. So interesting. This guy is so educated. He's a pathologist, chemical pathologist, medical pathologist, an MD. His training is immense and his knowledge is immense. So we're trying to get him on because we see a lot of patients with osteopenia, osteoporosis, and it of course affects the housing of the teeth, the bone that supports the teeth. And we'll see situations where the bone just starts melting away from people's teeth because the teeth are designed to last you for 84 plus years or 80 plus years, and they can and will, but a lot of things happen, and a lot of that happens with not paying attention to what's going on and not seeing a dentist on a regular basis. Then my website is sanantoniodentist.net. I have a lot of interesting things, and redesigning that, it's going to take about 4 more months before that's up, but it's going to be very, very helpful, very, very informative. There's so much information out, and I try to act as a filter because we get a lot of technical magazines, dental magazines, and the material is just wonderful, the things, the information that we have to share with people nowadays, and that's what I try to do. I try to be a filter, try to engage you, I try to get you to think and inspire you, and inspire you to keep your teeth, because regardless of how good a job that we do, there's nothing like a natural tooth. And when implants first came out in the 70s, we thought, oh gee, this is the answer. They don't decay, they don't get periodontal disease, they don't do anything. But we've learned, and I've been placing dental implants since 1978, we've learned that there are conditions with implants that have to be respected and honored. And the fact is, there is nothing like a natural tooth. And there's really nothing like a natural tooth that has a live nerve in it, where the nerve hasn't been removed, or infection hasn't set in, or the tooth is whole, it's not cracked. And it's just a tooth. I've been practicing for quite a few decades, and the more that I see the tooth, the more I respect a natural tooth. And we encourage everybody to keep your teeth, keep them in good order, keep them healthy, and get into the dentist on a regular basis, because we can fix things when they're really small. And like in our office, we have several lasers, have 6 lasers, and one of them is a cold diagnostic laser, and another one is an infrared device. And then, of course, we have cutting lasers. We have other lasers that treat gum disease. We have cutting lasers that cut tooth structure, that cut gum tissue, that cut bone. Lasers are an amazing, amazing thing, and I've been using them for a long time and use them just about on every patient. And the hygienists use it constantly. The hygienists use it because it does a marvelous job There's a setting on some of these lasers that will clear out gum disease beautifully and set the path of healing on it, set you on your path to healing and gum disease. So we have all this wonderful technology, but it doesn't do any good unless you come in, unless you get an examination, unless you get a diagnosis. And, of course, our office is Dr. Staffel and McLean, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And so, encourage you. Oh, goodness, I encourage you to come in and let us check things out while problems are small. Because, yes, dentistry can get expensive. It can get very expensive. And that's going to happen the longer you delay, the longer you put things off. Whereas taking care of things when they're problems, when they're very small, goodness, it hardly costs anything at all compared to the value of that tooth. And especially like in front teeth, what do you think the value of a front tooth would be if you didn't have a front tooth and you had to smile in your business and in your friends and your relatives? What would they think? What would people think if you didn't have a front tooth and you were actively working and trying to advance and build relationships? So the point is, teeth are the ultimate accessory. Just think about that a minute. Teeth are the ultimate accessory. Without your teeth, in the front especially, you really need front teeth, because not have a front tooth is going to make a situation where people will judge you, of course, unfairly, but they will judge you and make assumptions that about your overall health and about your ability to take care of things. So teeth really are important, and keep that in mind. Teeth are the ultimate accessory. You can't do without them. And to have a structure that you're given at birth that's going to last you for 80 plus years, wow, that is phenomenal when you stop and think about it. But it takes maintenance, it takes attention, and that's what we're here for. So, again, last week's program, Dr. Russell Jaffe talked about osteopenia, osteomalacia. Osteomalacia, bone deformation diseases or bone interference diseases, and osteoporosis. And when that's diagnosed, he makes a big point to go to an alkaline diet. And, of course, one way to tell if you're making headway on the foods that you ate is use the test strips that are little test strips. And use those in the first void in the morning urine to determine your alkaline acid condition. And you want to get close to 7 as you can, 6.8 if possible, 7 being neutral. And all kinds of good things occur in a healing acid alkaline diet. And, of course, one of the things that really throws things out of kilter in your whole system are soda waters and sugars, refined carbohydrates. These are things that really drive your system to an acid base, and a lot of things change when that happens. Now, also, the company that Dr. Jaffe owns and formulates these formulas, we've been using them for a long time and making them available to the public. The name of the company is Perk, P-E-R-Q-U-E, and he has one of the best, it's really a great bone forte product that has all the elements that are so necessary for bone, like boron. Boron is an overlooked molecule or mineral. And strontium is another overlooked mineral. but it has boron, strontium, calcium, magnesium, iodine, manganese, and many other ingredients for a solid bone-building formula. And it's remarkable. And I strongly urge that you think about that, because the bone osteoporosis, osteopenia, it does have an effect with oral tissues and especially the housing of the teeth. And this is where we try so hard to keep everybody going in the right direction with that. As far as management, as far as, and the other thing is when you start losing that bone around teeth, the bone housing, you can't get it back. Now you can have some grafting done and you can get some help with that, but for the most part, when that bone is lost that houses the teeth, and that comes from inflammation and infection of the gums, it spreads into the bone, you're not going to get it back. And so that's going to affect so many things. Other thing, I watch people chewing, and it's interesting to see how a lot of people struggle with chewing because they don't have proper teeth. And I had recently some dental work, and I couldn't chew on one side, and I had to chew on one side only, and that really became tiring. And I can just imagine what it's like for people who don't have many teeth and have trouble with that. Okay, let me go to the phones here. Dean, how are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Staffel.
How are you?
I'm okay. I had a tooth loss due to dry mouth.
Yes, sir.
But now I have implants now, and I'm very happy with them.
Yes, sir.
Now I can eat.
Yes, sir.
And also I took the boron or the bone health.
Uh-huh.
And it works very well.
Oh, that's great.
So that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Dean.
And say hello to Patricia.
I sure will. Okay.
Bye.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Seville.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Now, I have some notes here, and I borrowed these from a Dr. Robbie Henwood, who's editor of our journal, borrowed some of this, and so we're going to talk a little bit about this. Dr. Henwood is a dentist, and he's very active in the Dental Society, and he's editor of the Dental newsletter. He does an excellent job of it. So this next segment, we're going to talk about to fear or not to fear. And there's fear of embarrassment. There's social fear. There's financial fear. There's physical fear. There's unrealistic fear. And the list just lengthens on and on and on. Fear. Fear really comes into play to dominate our lives a lot. And so the question is, to fear or not to fear? Fear, it's a vital response to physical and emotional danger. If we don't feel it, we couldn't protect ourselves from legitimate threats. Pain is that way. Pain is a very valuable source. If we respond to it and find out exactly what's causing the pain, it is marvelous. But often we fear situations that are far from life or death. And then we hang back for no good reason. So traumas or bad experiences can trigger a fear response within us that's hard to deal with. So we have anxiety, fear, and shame. And these three, the anxiety, fear, and shame, these are the uninvited guests in our lives. Now, fear leads to a frozen perspective and frozen actions. And that's what we're really going to talk about in the dental situation. Because the question, will there ever be no fear? I don't think so. And I cannot guess at how much time and maneuvering we try to change or handle our fears. when you think about you have a fear of dental treatment and you put off getting something done and you maneuver your time, you maneuver your discomfort, you're just trying to get around the fact that you've got to get this done. And you, but you have fear. You have this fear of having something done, fear of having dental treatment done. So I recognized this problem decades ago, and I have moved constantly forward on this subject. And anxiety remediation or elimination and fear remediation or fear elimination became a special interest of mine and my dental team. Now this, we started on this quest many decades ago, and we've improved and improved and improved on the systems. And because there's so many people, there are millions of people in the United States have fear and put off having dental treatment because of fear and anxiety. So my team and I have become extremely successful at eliminating anxiety and dental fear that has frozen people's action to getting their mouths healthy with dental treatment. Millions of people in the United States fall into this category. So what's involved? Well, the first thing to eliminate and approach this problem is the fabulous NuCom system. Now, you've heard me talk about this many times. This is a system that we use on most all of our patients, and they love it. And I have far more experience with this system of anxiety remediation, because that's what it is, an anxiety remediation system. I have far more experience with this system of anxiety remediation than anyone on the planet. I've done more and put more people onto this system, and I have treated more people with this system than anybody else in the world, because I've been doing this for a long, long time, and at the very beginning of it as well. So NuCom is the world's only patented neuroscience-based relaxation technology that induces a calming effect on the adrenal glands. Now, what does that mean? That means your adrenal glands, in response to cortisol or fear, produce adrenaline. And adrenaline is what creates the, what we call the fight or flight reaction. And you all know what that is. You see something or you hear something that creates a memory, and your body reacts in fear and production of epinephrine from the adrenal glands or adrenaline is what happens. Causes this fight or flight syndrome. So when you, a lot of people, when they walk into the dental office because they've been dentally traumatized, or they have bad experiences or bad memories, or for some reason, or maybe they just are stressed out, they have a really strong reaction of this fight or flight reaction of the adrenal glands secreting adrenaline when they get a memory response. And there's a little gland, or not a little gland, but there's a little structure of the brain called the amygdala, and that amygdala can produce the exact same experience, feeling of something in the past. And it can do it in such a way that it produces a very realistic response. That is, if you didn't know better, you would think that you were actually in that event that created a response, whether it be a happy response or a traumatic response. So the amygdala is part of this whole system, and it can create these fearful situations. And that's where the NuCom comes in, because it's a patented neuroscience-based relaxation technology that induces a calming effect on the adrenal glands. So NuCom can switch off the human stress response in minutes, rejuvenating the mind and the body. And that's what's so really neat. Not only do you get anxiety remediation, but you get rejuvenation, like you've been had. It's been shown by a renowned scientist at Harvard Medical School, C.K. Peng, that 20 minutes of new calm is the equivalent of 2 hours to the body of REM sleep. Now, that's just phenomenal when you think about it. 20 minutes under this new calm system is the equivalent, according to his studies, and they involved EEG, EKG, neurologic studies, and vast, careful studies of this whole system. And it also corrects heart rate variability. That is, it smooths out the way your heart beats between beats. And he says it does that 100% with 100% efficiency. So it's been studied worldwide and is used worldwide. So this is something that's available in our office. And it, again, we're going back to the thing and the premise that people have so many bad experiences or so much fear of having their teeth worked on that keeps them from getting necessary treatment. So that's where we have moved forward through the years, and we're just moving more and more towards improving this whole system. And it's used by dentists and physicians worldwide, and as well as several professional sports teams of different sports. For instance, hockey teams. There are 3 major hockey teams involved, and they all use this. They're all in the process of playing for the World Cup, the Stanley Cup. It's used with soccer teams. It's used. It's amazing how it helps them cope with so many things in this very rough and tumble sports world. So with this system, stress becomes a choice when receiving dental treatment. This is the whole point. This is the bottom line. With this new calm system, stress becomes a choice when you're receiving your dental treatment. Now, another adjunct of anxiety and fear remediation is used in conjunction with the new calm, and that is nitrous oxide. Now, nitrous oxide has been around since about 1850. Even before then, it's used worldwide. It's very safe. It helps decrease the nervous system activity. And the clinical effects of nitrous oxide may become apparent as early as 1 or 2 minutes after inhalation. That is, you just start breathing this. First, you breathe oxygen to get oxygenated in your blood real well. And then you start breathing the nitrous oxide. You start breathing that, and with about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes after you start breathing that, it just really puts you into a state of anxiety remission. And coupled with the effect of the new calm, it accelerates the effect of the new calm as well. So there are some patients we treat that have such strong memory or dental pain or dental trauma that in addition to the 2 aforementioned systems, new calm and the nitrous oxide, we'll add in a pharmaceutical. It completely eliminates past dental treatment fears and dental memories, and this is so helpful. And this is for the high-fear dental patient. So this is why I have taken a special interest in this problem decades ago and moved forward through the years to develop the most comfortable system of dental treatment anywhere. And I invite you, if you really want a cool, comfortable time at the dental office, just give us a call. Our number is Dr. Staffelin McGlynn, and the number is 210-341-2569. That's 210-341-2569. And you can enter our no pain zone with anxiety and stress remediation, and you will have your incredible dental treatment experience. Let me go back to the phones and talk to you. Sam, how are you?
Fine, Dr. Staffel. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How may I help you?
Had a question. Of course, listening to this segment right now that you're talking about, and
yes,
of course, fear is always in our mind about that. And
yes, sir.
Having all these tools in your mouth and so forth.
A dentist with sticky pointy things. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. But being relaxed in not feeling anything, and by the time you wake up and it's all over with, that's a good part, I guess.
Yes. That's available.
I have a question on the inside of my my cheeks.
Yes, sir.
Towards, I guess, the middle or the back upper part of the cheeks. I've got these two, one on each side, kind of swollen glands, if you will.
Yes, sir.
And I touch them, and they feel real hard.
Okay.
And they pretty much cover up most of my teeth back there. So I do brush my teeth, but I know that that might be hindering keeping food locked up in there. They do not hurt. But when I open my my mouth wide enough, I can see them on each side. Is that something to be concerned about, do you think?
All right. Is this the cheek or is this in the gums? That is in the cheek. That is the outside, the inside of your cheek. And
correct.
You say it's on both sides, right and left.
Correct.
And it is.
And they feel hard.
Okay. And it is not in the, it's not like a ledge of bone around the tooth. Is that correct?
It's not around the tooth. It's not on the gum. Right. It's actually on the cheek.
Okay. Now here's what you're looking at. Those are salivary gland ducts.
Okay.
That's where the salivary gland, the parotid gland, that comes in has a duct there. And the fact that it's on both sides and they should be identical means that they're healthy and should be there.
Okay.
Now, if you had a sore there or an opening or a ulceration or something, then you'd need to get that checked out very carefully because it could be something different. But the fact that it's on both sides identically, and when you squeeze the gland or the orifice, you'll probably get some saliva out of it.
Okay, they feel kind of hard. They feel kind of solid.
Well, then you may have a stone, a blockage in the ducts, which is a possibility. The salivary glands do develop these stones, just like kidney stones or gallstones or that type. They're minerals that develop and that may be blocking and keeping that from getting being functional. So if you're concerned about it, be sure and get it checked out. But it sounds like it's a pretty normal structure. And you don't chew it, or it doesn't get involved in your chewing function, does it?
No, but obviously since it seems like, for the mouth, it's kind of a big mass.
Yes.
It covers up the back upper teeth. And I can tell that even though I brush my teeth in there, there's probably, it blocks and kind of keeps food hidden in there, hibernates food, if you will, on the teeth, And
well, then the best thing is to go ahead and get that checked out.
Okay.
Because the salivary gland opening is usually a pretty small opening, and it doesn't, it wouldn't be interfering with food movement at all. And so it could be something else, and it's just best to go ahead and get it checked out, and because it's very easy to have an examination and find out what the situation is.
Is that with an x-ray?
It may be with an x-ray to show if it's a stone. It may be with a biopsy that's sent over to the dental school for a oral pathology report if it's a growth of some type. And the fact that it's on both sides is probably in your favor, but you still, in the mouth, you don't want to take a chance. Now tell me this. Do you use tobacco in any form?
No. I probably smoked back when I was about 15 to 18 years old.
Okay.
In high school. And I'm 59 now.
Do you use any spit tobacco?
No, I don't.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but I would get it checked out just to make sure, because oral cancer, when you get it, you could also have what's called human papilloma virus, and that is something that's gotten really common nowadays, and it could be latent. That is, it could be sitting in your nerve systems for a long time, and then you have a breakout like this, and the human papilloma virus causes oral and pharyngeal cancer in males. And so you just to rule out the fact that it's not cancer is very, very important, because the survival rate of oral cancer is the only cancer that survival rates have not gone down. In fact, they've gone up. So just to make sure that you don't have something like human papillomavirus or some other medical condition, you want to get that checked out.
Right, right. Okay.
It's because I tell you, the consequences of not getting it checked out can be huge. You can lose the whole side of your face. Lots of bad things.
Right, right. Okay, Dr. Steph, I'll see what I'm going to do, and hopefully I can get the call to you to get that checked out.
That'd be good. Don't postpone it, because you'll just rest so much easier knowing that you're okay. There's nothing better than when the doctor says, you're okay, you don't have a problem. All right.
Correct.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, let me go to Irma. How are you today?
Good.
How may I help you?
I just have a question. I am 75 years old.
All right.
And I have a real nice, clean, very white teeth.
Wonderful. How'd you do that?
Praise God. Oh, well, I brush them often, and
okay.
I don't smoke, and I don't drink, and
okay.
all that.
All right.
But I have a problem. All of a sudden, about a few months ago, I started feeling under my teeth that like something is drilling on them.
Something is what?
Drilling.
I'm missing what the word is. Drilling?
Drilling. Like when you drill something.
Yes, drilling.
And that you're losing it.
So it feels like a cavity?
Yes, but I don't have rotten teeth.
All right.
They you see them and they're...
When was the last time you had your teeth cleaned?
Well, I don't need to, because they are very white and nice, but...
Well, what about the deposits that form around the roots? When did you get that removed last?
Well, I always floss and brush my teeth with that... real good toothpaste, but
okay, good.
I'm wondering what is it that's drilling my teeth.
You need to get that checked out, because you can't tell just by your own self-examination, especially if it's in the inside. And it's so easy for a dentist to make an examination and see that everything's okay, because everything should feel smooth and comfortable. And especially with the care that you give your teeth. So there's some things that can happen, especially in your diet, if you have sugar in your diet.
Yes, I do. I drink a lot of tea.
Well, that's not a problem. Tea's not a problem, but soda water is a problem, and refined carbohydrates and other sugar foods.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you want to get that checked out, because if it's small, it can be fixed. If it is a problem, it can be fixed real easy. And if it isn't a problem, then you'll rest assured that you're doing everything right and you don't have to worry about your teeth. But
they don't hurt, praise God. And I don't feel nothing.
Well, you don't have to have pain. You don't have to have pain with a tooth problem or a gum problem.
Mm-hmm. but I feel it with the tip of my tongue.
Uh-huh.
So I feel the under of the of my teeth, the bottom of my teeth.
Sure.
Under, you know, where the tongue is.
I'd get it checked out.
And I feel that something is like drilling them.
Yeah, I would get it checked out.
Have you ever heard that?
Not described like you're talking about. Now, there it may be just your interpretation of what you're feeling and how you're relating it to me,
mm-hmm.
but there can be any number of conditions that could give you a feeling that you're feeling like that.
But to me, it's so mysterious because
well, then
they don't
get it checked.
And
get it checked out. Pain is not a necessary indicator of a dental problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe nothing at all, and hopefully it is nothing, because it sounds like you take good care of your teeth.
You think they can? What do you call it when you put something in it?
Filling?
Something.
A filling?
Uh huh.
If you have a cavity, yeah, that can be filled. You bet.
And if you feel it, can you? I mean, do you think that that thing will stop?
Well, it should if it's that's what the problem is.
What is it? It's so mysterious.
Well, that's what you need to get checked out.
Yes.
Don't
okay.
don't be your own dentist. That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea.
But you know, I'm afraid to go to the dentist, but
well, that's what I'm talking about. You don't need to be afraid anymore. Things have changed so much.
Yeah.
You don't have to have any fear at all.
Do you have an office?
Yes, I do. It's on Cherry Ridge and where 410 and I-10 are.
I-10 and Cherry Ridge?
Uh-huh. I-10, Cherry Ridge, 410.
Okay, 410 in the loop or out?
It's outside the loop.
It's outside the loop. And it's on a corner. It's a building there?
Yes. And if you call, the number is 210-341-2569. My assistants can guide you how to get there exactly.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Dr. Staffel, Edward Staffel, and my associate is Dr. Sarah McLean.
Okay.
Either one of us, and we can check that out for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling, Irma.
I told my daughter to call you, but
great.
Because I don't have a pen with me right now.
Okay, okay.
But are you listed on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you said Staffels what?
S-T-A-F-F-E-L.
Staffels, and your first name was?
Edward,
okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Irma.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. No need to be afraid, no need to be frozen into inaction, and we can handle that so well. And millions of people fall into this category. So the NUCOM, the nitrous oxide, and then if in cases of extreme fear, we have the pharmaceutical that is just absolutely marvelous. So, and then the nitrous oxide, the addition of nitrous oxide, oh my goodness, that is so neat. And nitrous oxide and NUCOM is one of the most wonderful treatments that you ever could think of having in a dental office. So if you'd like more information on these, and these dental stress elimination systems, please call our office. That's at the office of Dr. Staffel and McLean, and that number is 341-2569. Now, as a footnote, we see many patients who have avoided dental treatment for 10, 20, or even 30 years and frequently have complications that contribute to serious medical conditions. So that is one of the things that you don't want to overlook is the health of your mouth. It's so valuable. Teeth are so valuable. And getting them fixed early is one of the wonderful things that you, one of the most wonderful things that you can do. Now, a brief note here, I didn't get a chance to talk about it before, is with the marijuana things coming down, and it sounds like it's going to be coming into play more and more. There is a problem with gum disease with marijuana. And that'll be something that'll be followed pretty much in the future. But this smoking, we got rid of nicotine and now we have a new smoking factor. And it's a significant risk for both the severity and extent of periodontal disease through impairing the immune system and compromising the tissue's healing ability. So people are really happy about this. Some people are really happy about it, but it comes with a risk, and especially with young people. So just a note there, we'll be following that more as time moves on. Now, with graduation and weddings fast approaching, I thought this would be a good time to discuss our and review teeth whitening and the technology behind it and what can be and done and what can't be done with dental teeth whitening. So if I don't finish in this, we'll take it up again, but teeth whitening technology, the biology and anatomy are critical factors. And this will give you some idea of teeth whitening. This is one of the most requested procedures that we have in dentistry. And we have a large degree of systems. You can go over the counter and buy quite a bit of, have an overwhelming choice of buying products that promote or propose to whiten your teeth. Dentists have several systems involved. But this will give you a little bit of an understanding when we have the time, and when we don't, if we don't finish, we'll come back to this first thing of next week, because having your teeth bleached, I had a lady, a patient in, she's been a patient for, oh gosh, she's been a patient for a long, long time. She has all of her teeth, and her teeth are so straight and nice, and she bleaches her teeth, and she's 88 years old, and she looks so good. Her smile is so good. And 88 years old. And it's wonderful. And one of the big factors of darkening teeth is age. So we'll talk about that here. To understand how teeth whitening works, you first understand not only the anatomy of the teeth, but also the biology of tooth color. How it's determined genetically, the parts of the tooth that are responsible for the color of a tooth, and the issue of stains, both internally of the tooth as well as outside the tooth, and how they affect the color of teeth. So we're going to discuss the role and chemistry of hydrogen peroxide and explain the factors that influence whitening and assess the huge number of whitening methods currently available. Now, just a side note, I'm such a strong proponent of hydrogen peroxide. It's cheap. You can buy it at drugstores, grocery stores, anywhere. And you just have to be sure and keep the lid on tight. And using that as a toothpaste, using it as a mouthwash, as a mouth rinse, it's just one of the most wonderful cleaning systems that there is. And amazingly, it's hydrogen peroxide that's used in these various products that whitens teeth. I can remember some years back I had a patient. She was in her 90s, and her teeth were so white and nice. And I was just amazed. I said, what do you do to keep your teeth so white? She says, I've brushed with hydrogen peroxide all my life. And it surely did bleach her teeth. It whitened her teeth and kept them healthy. So I've always remembered her, and I can see her face still and their white gleaming teeth, and it was all by hydrogen peroxide. And, of course, the teeth whitening technology is by none other than hydrogen peroxide. And another form of hydrogen peroxide called carbamine peroxide. So we're going to talk about hydrogen peroxide and carbamine peroxide. So the tooth color comes from a convergence of genetics. Some people are just born with dark teeth. Some people are born out in West Texas, and because of the high fluoride content in the water out there, it stains very badly. Environmental factors, and one's ability to keep the mouth clean and healthy will cause staining. Certain medications will cause staining. So extrinsic stains, they're the result of stain molecules attaching to the sticky layer of the bacterial biofilm on the tooth. And they're relatively easy to remove because they're on the outside of the tooth. Visits to a dentist will determine the degree of outside stain that form on the outside of a patient's teeth. And the amount of staining depends upon the patient's level of personal home care, as well as lifestyle and diet. The hygienist can scrape away the calculus, or that's the deposits and the plaque that a toothbrush cannot remove, and teach the patient about proper home care and its importance, which can eliminate the basis of stains. Intrinsic stains, those are the stains that are inside the teeth, are more difficult to remove, but they can be removed, but they take a different process and a different system. For the inside stains, they lie within the dentin of the tooth. Now, the dentin is the main portion of the tooth, and it's essentially layers of hollow tubes, very small tubules, all up and down the tooth, and they're porous. They're protected by the outside porcelain or enamel of the tooth, but they can be accessed by fractures, by fillings, breaking down, and the dentin, when they get stained, you have a different situation. Now, these stains are not caused by the foods and an individual eats. Instead, they're a result of genetics, aging, trauma, medications, environment, and systemic conditions. All of these will affect the systemic or the interior shading or coloring of a tooth. The most common change in tooth color is a result of aging. It's just like that 88-year-old person who was in this last week, had the most beautiful smile, and she bleaches her teeth or whitens her teeth regularly. And her teeth are so straight. She looks so good because of her beautiful smile. As teeth grow older, the nerve tissue inside it shrinks. And as it shrinks, it's sort of like a shell animal that puts shell structure behind it as it grows and changes its habits. But when the nerve and blood vessel, which you call the pulp, it shrinks as age goes on, the dentin becomes thicker. That's the dentin being the interior of the tooth. And that also causes teeth to yellow due to increased color from the dentin. Medications taken during tooth formation can cause enamel defects, which make teeth look stained. The most notorious of that is a tetracycline. And now we know, don't ever give tetracycline to a 12-year-old or under, because it will stain the teeth horribly. And that was tetracycline, of course, is used to treat bacterial infections. It's not used that much anymore, but it can cause permanent staining of the teeth. As the tetracycline molecule is deposited within the dentin structure. But fortunately, doctors and dentists know that tetracycline is not a drug It's still used, but it's not used on children, and especially those that are 12 years, 13 years of age, or younger. So the whitening, that's going to be with hydrogen peroxide. Now, the tooth is a membrane that allows bleaching agents such as peroxide to penetrate into the interior of the tooth within 15 minutes. So it happens real quickly, 15 minutes, and that hydrogen peroxide is penetrated into the dentin structure. So whitening products, they're going to contain an active ingredient of either hydrogen peroxide or carbamide peroxide. Now, hydrogen peroxide breaks down into water and peroxide radicals, which are oxygen ions, also known as whitening molecules. So the hydrogen peroxide is going to break down to water and these oxygen ions that are going to bleach the teeth, whiten the teeth. These radicals have unstable electrons that seek to bond the unsaturated double bonds, and these bonds usually have a yellow pigment. Free radicals react with the double carbon bonds that hold chromophores and stain molecules, breaking them down into single carbon bonds. So essentially what it is, hydrogen peroxide's going to break down, and these little ions that it breaks into, oxygen ions, are going to do the job. So single carbon bonds reflect light, making the teeth appear whiter and brighter as the stain molecules become vaporized. At this point, the double bonds are converted into hydroxyl groups, which are similar to alcohol and are usually colorless. Because of hydrogen peroxide's instability, that's the problem with it. It can break down during the time that it elapses between its manufacture, its transport, and the use on the patient, both in the office and during the take-home use. Hydrogen peroxide, therefore, in a whitening situation, needs to be manufactured in a stable formula or kept in a hermetically sealed system to prevent decomposition, because hydrogen peroxide breaks down so easy. Carbamide peroxide is less effective than hydrogen peroxide because it breaks down slower and has a lower concentration of peroxide. We're running out of time. I'll take this up next week and finish this up because it's really interesting to know what you can do. And you can spend a lot of money on whitening over a period of time, or you can spend very little money and get magnificent effects. And we're going to talk about that and what the advantages of each system, what the advantage of carbamide peroxide is, what the advantage of hydrogen peroxide is, and the delivery systems. Is there anything that you can buy over the counter that's going to work very well? Or do you have to see a dentist? Do you have to have these bleaching lights that we have? Are they effective? So we're going to answer all those questions and take a look at bleaching so you can get your teeth bleached or for graduation or weddings coming up. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, teeth are the ultimate accessory. Brush your teeth at night. Live longer. Brush your teeth at night. Floss. Live longer still. See your dentist twice a year. Live longer still. Thank you so much. I appreciate your listening, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.